The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school volleyball.
Three ball though for the Stars. They go out on the short set to Bestel, and Michaela now has it going. Her sixth kill, five in a row by Kearney Catholic.
Today, it's live coverage of the 2012 State Volleyball Tournament featuring the Kearney Catholic Stars. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Ward with the volleyball, going to have to pass it over. Free ball here in the back corner. Studi gets it to Connor. Go to the outside, Brannigan. Angle is in.
The Stars have a long resume. Back-to-back state runners-up. They're ranked number one in C1 and third in the all-class rankings, and the only undefeated team remaining in the state. Now there's only one piece of business left, and that's to win the program's first ever state championship. Kearney Catholic State Volleyball action is coming up next. But first is the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Grand Island with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island. Classic Hit 98.9's continuing coverage of the 2012 State Volleyball Tournament takes us to the final match of the day, the Class C1 semifinals, featuring the Kearney Catholic Stars and the Lincoln Christian Crusaders. The Stars remain the only unbeaten team in the state, and if they win here tonight, they'll get that rematch with Columbus Scotus, who won in straight sets over Ogallala, but it was a hard-fought match. First two sets were tied 20-20 before they won them 26-24 and 25-20, and then winning the final, or 25-21, then 25-22. So Kearney Catholic trying to get to their third consecutive state championship. For Lincoln Christian, this is their first trip to state since 1996. They actually played Kearney Catholic in the state tournament the first time they were here in 1983. We'll take a break. Look at the starting lineup to get you ready for Kearney Catholic Lincoln Christian right after this timeout.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and, as always, on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Well, Kearney Catholic trying to kind of keep Central Nebraska's hopes of state championships alive here today after Giltner and Hastings St. Cecilia were knocked out of the tournament earlier today, but Grand Island Northwest was a winner in straight sets over Waverly, and they'll be playing in the Class B final tomorrow. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank of Kearney. First off, for the Crusaders of Lincoln Christian, number 12 is a 5'10 senior right side hitter, Elena Cavanaugh. Number 7, 6'1 junior outside hitter, Jenna Humphrey. Number 13, 5'11 senior middle blocker, Michaela Bubach. Number 5, 5'4 junior center is Hannah Taylor. Number 9, 5'9 junior outside hitter, Bailey Friesen. And number 11, 6-foot senior middle blocker, Taylor Workman. The libero is number 21, 5'7 senior, Esther Kelly. Very balanced on their kills. Five players between 166 and 199. Workman leads the team coming into the state tournament. The head coach of the Lincoln Christian Crusaders is Vicki Power, assisted by Tasha Hibbert and Elise Schmidt. This is their eighth trip to the state tournament, but first since 1996. And yesterday they won their first state tournament game since 1991 when they defeated Crofton and Sutton and then beat Wisner-Pilger for the championship. They also won it back in 1986. And as we said, Lincoln Christian's first ever state tournament appearance was a loss to Kearney Catholic back in 1983. Lincoln Christian is 27-4 on the season. They had to make it to state on the wild card because the team that Kearney Catholic beat last night, Lincoln Lutheran, upset them in the sub-district finals by going extra points in the fourth set 30-28 and then going 15-13 in the fifth. And so Lincoln Christian here on the wild card coming out of the Centennial Conference, of course, with SCOTUS and Central Catholic and Aquinas and all those great volleyball programs. The Omaha World Herald has them ranked sixth coming into the state tournament. Their losses this year coming to Hastings St. Cecilia, Columbus SCOTUS twice, and Lincoln Lutheran. Now the starting lineup for the Stars of Kearney Catholic. Number 9, 6 foot 1 inch senior right side hitter is Theron Bond. Number 2 is 5'7 senior outside hitter Kaylin Brannigan. Number 7, 6 foot 1 inch senior middle hitter Bailey Sokolowski. Number 5, 5 foot 7 inch junior center is Shayla Connor. Number 1, 5'6 senior outside hitter is Michaela Mestel. And number 14, 6 foot senior middle hitter Megan Anderson. The libero for Kearney Catholic is number 23, a 5'4 sophomore in Morgan Studi. Now leading the way for Kearney Catholic this year in kills is Bailey Sokolowski. Right behind her is Michaela Mestel, and over 130 for Brannigan and Anderson. Kearney Catholic is coached by Chris Connor, assisted by Amy Johnson, Lisa Sokolowski, and James Repinus. They are a perfect 34-0, defeating Gibbon and Minden in the sub-districts, Ord in four sets of the district final, and a relatively easy sweep of Lincoln Lutheran yesterday by scores of 25-7, 25-18, and 25-10. For Lincoln Christian yesterday, they had to go five sets to defeat Norfolk Catholic 15-6 in the fifth. This is Kearney Catholic's 14th trip to the state tournament, and they have made it 8 years in a row now, have the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, and they're looking to make their third consecutive state final. They lost to Grand Island Central Catholic 2 years ago and Columbus SCOTUS last year. They have never won it, but they have been the runner-up three times. And that's a look at the starting lineups. Kearney Catholic ranked number 1 in C1, number 3 in the all-class rankings in the Omaha World Herald, and as high as number 42 in the nation, according to prepvolleyball.com. Starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Here's what happened so far today. The Class A final will have Papillion La Vista South taking on Omaha Marion. Both were winners in straight sets. The Class B final will have Grand Island Northwest taking on Gretna. Both were winners in straight sets. In C2, Lutheran High Northeast will take on Hardington Cedar Catholic. Cedar Catholic swept St. Cecilia. Lutheran High beat North Platte St. Pat's in four sets. In D2, Cedar Valley will take on Humphrey. Both winners in four sets, Cedar Valley beat Meade, Humphrey over Giltner. And in D1, Exeter Milligan has defeated Sutherland in four sets. They will play in the D1 championship against either West Point Guardian Angels or O'Neill St. Mary's, just about ready to get underway at Grand Island Senior High. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Kearney Catholic and Lincoln Christian coming your way next.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at the Heartland Events Center, ready to get our C1 state semifinal underway. 2 years ago, the Stars beat Sandy Creek. Of course, last year, C1 played in the morning, and so Kearney Catholic was resting, getting ready for the state final, getting that epic first-time-ever win last year in the semifinals over Grand Island Central Catholic. But a long way from there, they are ready to get things going. The Stars win the toss, so Theron Baum will serve it away. And let's get our semifinal underway. The Stars move from right to left, and the Crusaders from left to right. Strong serve picked up in the back row by Christian, but all they can do is pass it across, and that's how the Stars dominated yesterday. Slide Sokolowski, first kill of the match. Bailey Sokolowski, 1-0, Kearney Catholic. Stars here on a mission. They want to get off to a good start, show their dominance. It's amazing the things that we have heard and the impressions we've heard of the Stars, but it will all mean nothing if they do not win, and that's what the important thing is, I guess, right now. And Baum with an ace serve will make it 2-0. All those accolades can be saved for Sunday. They have to get through two more matches. Theron Baum, good strong serve, back middle, handled there by Friesen at the net. Finally, the first tip of the night by Bubak gets it across. Now the Stars go to Sokolowski. She tips it across. Christian digs it out with Taylor. Right side attack is down and good for the Crusader point. Kavanaugh. Lincoln Christian on the board. And Kavanaugh will go back and serve it away. Kavanaugh, a little hop, skip, and fire. Studi with the dig. Wearing number three tonight. Short set. Sokolowski blocked. Good save on that, but they call her for a lift. Block up front, I believe, is going to go to Michaela Bubak. And it's 2-2. Sokolowski looked like she had picked that clean off her own block. It was right back into her. Looked like she played it, but we'll move on. And Brannigan will roll it across. Christian now back out of the offense to the outside. The big swing of Jenna Humphrey, 6-1. She's got a little mojo on her side. Brannigan returned it, clipped the tape. Back row attack here by Christian goes into the net from Friesen. And Kearney Catholic regains the lead on the Christian error. Stars bring Paige Herbert in to serve. Again, you're going to see at least 9, probably 10, maybe even 11 players contribute tonight for Kearney Catholic with the game on the line. Serve is across to the libero, Kelly. Right side attack, Humphrey. One arm up, a beauty there by Studi to keep it alive. Sokolowski will throw it to the backhand corner to Kavanaugh. Then dumped across by Christian. Dumped right back over by Connor. And Christian now scrambling for it and will pass it over. Free ball. Herbert gets it to Connor to the outside. Messel's first swing is through the double block for the kill. It's 4-2. Michaela Messel with the point and Paige Herbert to serve again. You'll see Jamie McCann come in, Allie Prasoski come in, and maybe a couple of more as this match progresses. Here's a rollover by Christian and Bubak. Kearney Catholic in the 10-foot line gets it to Messel, but her attack is just off the back line. Kind of a tweener there. She wasn't in position to take a full swing, and then she didn't roll it, and it was off the back line by just inches. Good call, 4-3. And Lincoln Christian to serve here with Jenna Humphrey, kind of a modified jump serve. Back set over to Sokolowski. She'll dump it in. Bailey has seen the floor very well so far here at the state tournament. She hasn't had to take a big swing every time. She and Messel each had 12 kills last night in the win over Lincoln Lutheran. Now Studi with that jump serve will toss it up. Might be a little different for her, although they played here last year. Not a high school gym. You usually have a reference point, but Christian's going to get the kill by Bailey Friesen, and we won't have to worry about that very much. Just saying that with that jump serve, you're looking up, and all of a sudden the ceiling's not just 20, 25, 30 feet up there. It's much, much higher here at the arena. And Bubak to serve. Stars up 5-4. Christian with the serve. High set to the outside. Anderson's first swing is wide, but a tip will be called. Kill, Kearney Catholic. That'll be the fourth kill for the Stars. They take a 6-4 lead. Theron Baum re-enters the front row as Paige Herbert goes out. Shayla Connor now to serve. Three back on serve receive here for Christian. Christian handles it, slides it right side. The set was wide, and the tip is blocked back by Michaela Messel, and she's going to get the ace block. That'll make it 7-4. Kearney Catholic. And Connor on the serve. Shayla fires that one across, handled in the middle by the libero, Esther Kelly. Left side attack, driven over there by Taylor. And it's going to be Theron Baum with the return, swing right side, kill. Four different Stars already with kills here, and we're going to get a timeout here in the opening set. It's Kearney Catholic 8 and Lincoln Christian 4. Back to the state tournament after this timeout.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
LaserTech has been putting the serve back in service for over 17 years. LaserTech can help you with all your printer needs. New and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. LaserTech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With LaserTech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how LaserTech is helping businesses, doing what can be done every day.
Connor to serve here for Kearney Catholic, slide right side. Workman will get her first kill for Lincoln Christian out of the Crusader timeout. They'll get the ball back, and serving it away will be Hannah Taylor. Taylor puts a little move on that volleyball, goes from right to back left corner, picked up there by Messel, set outside to Theron Baum, but she hit the antenna on the attack and it's out of bounds. Point Lincoln Christian. UNK volleyball team, huge win tonight. They actually crushed 6th-ranked Central Missouri, 25-17, 15-17. Straight set win, big win for them in their postseason hopes and their MIAA conference hopes. Now a serve is there. We'll give Kearney Catholic the ball back off Hannah Taylor's deep serve. And Michaela Messel to serve. Rannigan back into the front row. Kalen for Kearney Catholic, who can leap right out of the gym, obviously, the hurdler that she is. And Lincoln Christian on the return from the back row. It's going to be Kavanaugh. Here's Anderson, tip in the middle. Nice dig, good one arm up that time. Has to be passed across. Free ball here to the Stars. They try to go quick. Slide Anderson right side. Good block up front that time by the Crusaders. Stars keep it alive. Attack by Brannigan is dug up one more time. Good rally, longest rally so far in the match. Here's Connor short set. Anderson dumps it down. Megan Anderson will get her second kill, and it's 10-6 on a good long rally. Keeps Mestel at the service line here for Kearney Catholic. Mestel, very short serve. It's an ace. Just dropped it across in front of that back row dig of Kavanaugh, and Mestel makes it 11-6. So the Stars keeping it going out of that timeout. This time a strong serve. Christian handles. Overset. Has to be passed over by Kavanaugh. Stars get that free ball. Anderson's block. Ace block up front by Bailey Friesen. Taylor Workman's there, but Friesen will get credit for it. 11-7 side out here for Lincoln Christian. And Friesen is back there to serve it away for the Crusaders. Kearney Catholic leads by 4. Game 1, best of 5, and the serve goes into the net. Second service there for Lincoln Christian. Lincoln Christian has beaten some very good teams this year, obviously in that Centennial Conference tournament. They saw some of the same opponents that Kearney Catholic saw earlier in the year. As the serve is across by Jamie McCann, right side Christian, dug out by McCann. Good dig to keep it alive. Sokolowski runs it down, punched across out of the back row by Mestel. Christian goes quick and gets the kill for Taylor Workman. Taylor Workman cuts it to a 4-point deficit at 12-8. And back to serve it away will be Workman. Taylor Workman from off that back line just got it over the net. It clipped the tape. Stars are able to pick it up short for Sokolowski. And it's dug out and put away by Elena Kavanaugh. So Christian's defense right now keeping them in this ballgame. Workman to serve again. Workman, this time it doesn't hit the net. Studi makes a clean pass. Back set right side there. And bomb blocked again. And up front, the comment of Humphrey and Bubach. And they're going to credit it to Michaela Bubach. Third ace block here for Lincoln Christian. And Taylor Workman backs even farther away from that service line. Over to Mestel outside. Here's Brannigan. Blocked again. Kavanaugh and Bubach. And Coach Chris Connor forced to call the timeout. 4 straight points by Lincoln Christian here in the opening set. Kearney Catholic 12, Lincoln Christian 11. We'll be right back.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Calling all sports fans. Are you ready to get in the game and save on the biggest name brands in sporting goods? Now you can. At Dunham Sports, the Midwest's largest sporting goods chain. Now open in the old Walmart building on North Highway 281 in Hastings. From golf, hunting, footwear, apparel, and everything in between. Dunham's has what you need at prices that are hard to beat. Get in the game and save in Hastings. At Dunham's, our big names bring you in. Our low prices bring you back.
Get in the game at
Kearney Catholic out of the timeout. Serve, receive, set middle. Sokolowski is deep. And we are tied at 12. Five in a row here for Lincoln Christian. So they like Workman back there to serve. Hits the net. Connor picks it up. Outside Brannigan. She'll roll it across for the kill. Kalen stayed a little bit off the net that time. And that's what you'll probably see the Stars do here for a little bit until that block softens up for Christian. Four blocks here in the early going for the Crusaders. Kearney Catholic now to serve with Theron Baum to start the second rotation. 13-12 Stars. Humphrey on the attack. Down and good. Jenna Humphrey with the kill. 13-all. So Christian getting off to a decent start, which should give them a little positive momentum. Thinking that it's not David versus Goliath here tonight. Serve is across. Stars go outside. Brannigan with the tip. Nice dig there in the middle by Bubach. Set to the outside. Rolled across by Jenna Humphrey. Rosowski picks it up. The set's off the mark for the Stars, but Sokolowski able to roll it over, and it's good enough. Bailey Sokolowski with her third kill. Connor got caught up there in traffic. Didn't get that set where she wanted on the slide. And Paige Herbert now to serve it away for Kearney Catholic. Herbert serve. Right down the middle to the libero in Kelly. From off the net, it's rolled across, and Prasoski makes a good dig. Now Messel from the 10-foot line splits the middle and gets her second kill. Good body control there by Michaela Messel. Was not squared up to the net until she actually made contact with the ball. Herbert now on the serve. 15-13 Stars. Each team has used a timeout. Humphrey right side gets over the block and gets the kill. Humphrey, one of the few players that the Stars have seen recently that has enough height to give them some problems. 6-1, can elevate over the double block and just did it, and now she'll go back to serve it away, and the jump serve is picked up by Studi. Good pass to Connor. Slide it over to Sokolowski. Tipped across, so the dig is made by Taylor. Quickly passed across. The Stars dump it over with Connor. Picked up there by Kelly. Back set, back row attack is driven across by Kavanaugh. Stars have a chance here. Messel unloads, but off the tip it's dug out by Humphrey. Another rally going as it's rolled over by Lincoln Christian. And Messel rolls it right back. One arm up that time and a beauty by Kavanaugh, but a double hit called on the Christian set attempt. And the Stars will pick up the point. Megan Anderson returns to the front row here for the Stars. And serving it away will be Morgan Studi. Studi didn't score the last time with that jump serve. And this time, ooh, what a bullet, and it's picked up. Passes off the mark, but good adjustment in the kill for Michaela Bubach. Bubach went with it. She had to really do some stutter stepping to get to the ball, but a nice job to get over there and get the job done. 16-15, Lincoln Christian hanging in there in game one. Bubach serve, picked up by Messel. Stars set Anderson on the outside, another rollover, and the dig is made. Pass to the outside, almost overpass, tipped over by Friesen. Tipped right back, Anderson blocked, joust at the net. Free ball slapped over by Workman. Kearney Catholic picks it up out of the net. Anderson blocked again by Workman, and it goes over. Workman with the ace, or Anderson with the ace block. Quite a two-player game there between Anderson and Workman on multiple swings. Now Shayla Connor to serve it away, as Kearney Catholic hasn't been scoring much on their serve. As of late, Crusaders will slide it right side off the block of Anderson. Herbert with the dig, middle of the floor. They'll get it to Megan, and off the single block, she'll finish. Megan Anderson with her third kill. Makes it 18-15. And Connor at that service line. Shayla picked up a couple of last time at the line. Here is the set by Taylor. From off the net, it's driven across by Friesen. Stars get it to Anderson, middle. Driven across with a dig by Humphrey. And Christian will have to scramble to get the free ball back over. Here is the set. Connor Messel on the outside. There's no block, and she'll get her third kill. Block was late getting to Michaela Messel, and Lincoln Christian will call their final timeout. So Kearney Catholic has put up three in a row to get that lead back up to four. Kearney Catholic 19, Lincoln Christian 15, and you're listening to the State Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now with a storefront in Ord. They're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Lincoln Christian using their final timeout here in the opening set. It's Kearney Catholic 19, Lincoln Christian 15. The Stars jumped out to an 8-4 lead. They were up 11-6 and 12-7. Then the Crusaders scored five in a row to tie it at 12. Then we exchanged points for about five rotations. And now the Stars have put up three in a row to go up 19-15 with Shayla Connor at the service line. Anderson and Baum in the front row along with Mestel. And the serve going a short angle here. Picked up by Kelly. Set all the way from the right to the left. The attack is just on the line for Bailey Friesen. Kearney Catholic attempted to play the ball. They whipped on it on the dig, but didn't get the break. It just caught the near tape. And now Hannah Taylor to serve it away. Taylor floats this one to the back corner to Mestel. Here's the set middle. Short one. Anderson dumps it across. One, two, three digs, but it's going to be four hits called. And Anderson picks up the point. 20-16. And Michaela Mestel now back to serve it away. The new executive director of the NSAA, Rhonda Blanchford Green, is on hand for today's volleyball action, watching the match. As the serve is across, back set Theron. Bomb angle attack is right towards us and good. That's the second one for Theron. And it's 21-16. Mestel to serve it away again. Michaela, good strong serve, set to the outside, double hit called on the set for Lincoln Christian. It's 22-16, and now Kearney Catholic with their largest lead of the opening set. Mestel, ooh, nearly a football, just got that serve across. Crusaders will get it to the outside. Big swing down and good by Kavanaugh. Third for Elena. Side out, 22-17. Back to serve it away will be Bailey Friesen. Trying to get Lincoln Christian back in this first set. Stars are almost home. Serve clips the net. Mestel picks it up. Set to the outside. Brannigan, good swing. Dug out by Kelly. Back set to the outside. And a standing spike goes wide. Oh, a tip is called. And it's overruled by the head referee. And Kearney Catholic will get the volleyball. Don't see that very often as it was overruled. And the Stars will pick up the point. And Jamie McCann will serve. 23-17. Crusaders short set middle, and it is wide on the attack by Taylor Workman. Short little jump set went wide, and after being a 16-15 match, the Stars now about ready to put it away in the first set. Jamie McCann serves it across to Kelly. Here is the set by Taylor. Right side attack is going to be driven across and good for the Crusaders. And again, it's Kavanaugh. 24-18, game point number two for Kearney Catholic. And it's up to Taylor Workman, but here's the gal that got four in a row that got this game tied midway through. So chance here for the Crusaders still. Short set, though, and Sokolowski puts it away. Bailey Sokolowski with her fourth kill of the game, and Kearney Catholic runs away late for a 25-18 victory over Lincoln Christian. We'll be back and take a look at the first set numbers in a minute. You're listening to the State Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back to the Heartland Events Center here in Grand Island. Here's the unofficial numbers I had from game one for Lincoln Christian. Hannah Taylor had one service point. Jenna Humphrey, two kills. Bailey Friesen had an ace block and two kills. Taylor Workman, able to pick up four service points. She also had two kills. Elena Cavanaugh had one service point, an ace block, and four kills. Michaela Bubach, two ace blocks and one kill. Lincoln Christian, 11 kills, four ace blocks, and no ace serves. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Bestel, four service points. One was an ace block, and three kills. Kaylin Brannigan, one kill. Shayla Connor had four service points. Bailey Sokolowski, four kills. Theron Baum, two service points. One was an ace, two kills. Jamie McCann had a service point. Megan Anderson, an ace block and four kills. And Paige Herbert, two service points. Everybody contributed to Kearney Catholic's 25-18 first set win. 14 kills, two ace blocks, and two ace serves. We'll be back with game two after this.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island. Builders
does the best. Caleb Bubach gets a kill to start game two, and Lincoln Christian up 1-0. Back set here to Mestel. She'll drive it across. Christian on the attack. We'll take it over with 6'1" Jenna Humphrey. Stars have it. Sokolowski, though, drives it into the net. Maybe a block. Let's see what they officially say. They're going to give Bubach her third ace block. And it's 2-0, Lincoln Christian. Elena Cavanaugh is the server. Cavanaugh, ace. First ace serve for Lincoln Christian, 3-0. And again, remember last night, Kearney Catholic got off to a slow start in the second set against Lincoln Lutheran, was behind 11-4 before rallying back for the win. How about another ace serve? It is 4-0, Lincoln Christian. So the Stars didn't get anything on their first serve, and now it's 4-0, and Cavanaugh back there at the service line trying to get a good start here. They got a good one. Now they're going for a great one. And how about another ace serve, because it's passed out of bounds. It was passed into the net, dug out of the net, and then passed out. And Kearney Catholic has elected to call the timeout. So Chris Connor is going to call timeout with Lincoln Christian up 5-0 here in the first set. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You'll find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
And welcome back to the Heartland Events Center on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Thanks for making us your choice for high school sports here in central Nebraska. 5-0 Lincoln Christian, but out of the timeout, they will serve it deep, and Kearney Catholic will get the ball back to make it 5-1, and Theron Baum will go back to serve it away. So a good 5-0 start there by Lincoln Christian. Let's see what the Stars can do to answer. Serve across, set right side. Humphrey off the tip. Baum with the up. Studi's going to set back row. Knocked just over the net and good by Mestel. Michaela got a little bit of the tape that time, but it was enough to put the ball down on the Crusader side. And Theron Baum to serve it away again. 5-2. Stars get a big run right back at them, but no, it's a service error, just a little deep. And 6-2, your score. Coming in now, Humphrey to serve it away. And coming in defensively in the back row for Kearney Catholic will be Whitney Calling. And the serve on the other end is going to be out of bounds. So we've seen a few service errors here early on. Back to serve it away, Paige Herbert. Paige Herbert with the serve. Picked up by Lincoln Christian. Slide right side, blocked by the Stars, and it's blocked out of bounds. And Michaela Bubach starting to take over this game. She gets the kill. She's got three kills, three ace blocks, and it's 7-3 with Bubach to serve the volleyball away. Bubach takes her time, one step, fires it deep middle to Studi. Good pass that time to Connor. High set in the middle. Sokolowski, Bailey drives it over. The dig is made by Bubach. Back row attack, going to be driven across. Studi got a one arm on it. Herbert goes into the crowd. Somehow the Stars get it over. They're not even on the floor. Christian tries to hustle it up on the attack. Herbert digs it up. It's going to the scorer's table. All the way over to the side. The Stars get it again. Dumped over. Christian tries to go middle. Their attack blocked by Sokolowski. Bailey Sokolowski blocks it after incredible plays by Herbert and by Mestel and company. And then an ace serve by Studi to follow it up. Just caught the line. Paige Herbert knocked her head on the ground when she slid into the bench. She's still rubbing it over there, and that's something to keep an eye on. Studi down to serve it away again. And Morgan, another ace. She served 5 in one setting last night. And she's got 2 in a row here. So after being down 5-0, the Stars have a chance to tie it up here at 7 apiece. It's 7-6. Coach Chris Connor had to get out of the way that time on that long rally just to allow Messel a chance to get the ball. And a good strong serve has to be passed back by Lincoln Christian. Free ball, Messel termination. That took out 2 Crusaders. There's the wake-up call. 7-7. Stars coming back with a vengeance here after dropping the first 5 points. Studi jump serve. Dug out in the back row that time by Kavanaugh. Outside attack off the tip. Friesen, Stars short set. Anderson single block kill. My goodness. Time out. Lincoln Christian. Not only are the Stars getting kills, they are knocking that ball oblong. It is 8-7 Stars. We'll be right back.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Christian timeout, Studi ace, serve. Christian knowing that they have got to get Studi off that service line if they hope to have a chance here in this match. Now 9-7 Stars. Studi serve across, picked up there by the libero, Kelly. Outside attack is blocked by Megan Anderson with a little celebration there on her second block of Bailey Friesen. And Kearney Catholic has now scored 7 in a row. And they have a 10-7 lead. Stars won the first set, 25-18. Big jump serve again. Pass close to the net. Slide, though. They'll get a swing. Calling with a great dig on the swing of Workman. Middle attack tipped over by Anderson. Here come the Crusaders again on the outside. It's rolled across for Lincoln Christian Hill. Bailey Friesen. And that'll break the 7-0 run of Kearney Catholic. So they got the lead back. But still a tight second set at 10-8. And Hannah Taylor to serve it away. Mestel handles back middle. Shayla sets it to Mestel off the tape. She's going to get the kill for the Stars, number 6. So Mestel with six, Anderson with five, Sokolowski with four. Kavanaugh has four for Lincoln Christian, all in the first set. Friesen and Bubach with three. And Shayla Connor now to serve it away for Kearney Catholic. And Connor serve right at the 10-foot line, picked up by Humphrey. Right side attack blocked by the Stars. They started to celebrate, but Mestel has it come right back to her. Theron Baum swinging the right side is down. No, it's dug up. Nice job there by Kelly to keep it alive. Stars go quick on the slide. Anderson, and that one passed into the crowd. Megan Anderson with her sixth kill, and now the Stars showing why they're the number one team in C1. They have put together a heck of a run here after falling behind 5-0. Shayla Connor on the serve. Short, hit the net, fell over, pass back, and the Stars let it fall. And Bailey Friesen is going to get credit for the point. Paige Herbert thought that it was going to be out of bounds and so elected to watch it fall, and it was clearly in. So West Point Guardian Angels takes the first set from O'Neill St. Mary's 25-21 in the D1 semis. Here Mestel tips it over. Another good one-arm dig and rolled back across the net by Humphrey. Stars go short set. Anderson middle termination. Number 7, 13-9, Kearney Catholic. They won the opening set 25-18. The winner plays Columbus SCOTUS. SCOTUS, a straight set winner, although they were tested by Ogallala. 26-24, 25-21, 25-22. Mestel serve, handled, right side attack. Going to be across for Elena Kavanaugh's fifth kill. 13-10. The C1 championship is tomorrow night, 8:30, same time here at the Heartland Events Center. 4:30 tomorrow, we'll have Grand Island Northwest taking on Gretna in the B final. Back row attack here. Mestel takes something off of it. It's dug out there by Kavanaugh. Set back row, driven over by Friesen, and Kearney Catholic can't return it. Weren't ready for Friesen to bring a back row swing. And Bailey with her fifth kill. Serving it away is Taylor Workman. 13-11. Stars now down to a two-point lead. They'll get it to Mestel. Connor's going to set it right side, and Anderson blocked up front again by Michaela Bubach. Listed at 5-11, gets her fourth ace block. And here come the Crusaders. Chance to tie it up here. They're looking for their fourth consecutive point. A little short knuckleball serve to Mestel. Connor sets outside. Brannigan, she'll terminate. Hadn't went to Kalen in a while. That's just her second kill. And the Stars will get the ball, 14-12. Jamie McCann re-enters for Kearney Catholic. And McCann, one step and fires. Down the middle it goes. Picked up by Humphrey. And the set miscommunicated. Falls on the floor. Point for the Stars. 15-12. McCann, her second point of the match. And Jamie fires it across. Handled cleanly this time. Back set right side will be taken across by Kavanaugh. Stars are able to pick it up but not get it over. And a point for Lincoln Christian. Kearney Catholic 15, Lincoln Christian 13. Boy, when the Stars are on, they've looked awesome here tonight. But then a couple 3 points like we just saw, mediocre. Here's a nice little push set over to Sokolowski, who is able to redirect the pass and knock it down for a kill. That'll be her first of this game and fifth of the match. Now we start another service rotation with Theron Baum here for Kearney Catholic. And Baum, good strong serve to the far corner. Kavanaugh, back set right side, taken across by Humphrey. Stars will set it outside for Brannigan. She elevates and drives it down. Kill for Kaylin Brannigan. And Kearney Catholic now back up by four. The Stars have scored four of the last 5 points. And a timeout by Lincoln Christian. The first set went to Kearney Catholic 25-18. The Stars are now up 17-13, game two. You are listening to the C1 State Semifinals on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Well, With our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at the Heartland Event Center. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you outstanding high school sports coverage, and not just at the state tournament, but all season long. Kearney Catholic has been tested here by Lincoln Christian, but won the first set 25-18 and now lead game 2 17-13. Christian called the timeout. We're ready to go with Theron Baum on the serve. Across it goes, the set to the outside, and a quick kill by Michaela Bubai. So it's been working. Call the timeout. Get the volleyball back offensively. And that's what Lincoln Christian will have here for Jenna Humphrey to serve it away. And Whitney Colling is going to come back in here as a back row player for the Stars. Jump serve is right at her. Whitney does a great job passing it to Connor to the outside. Block. Brannigan is stuffed by Bubach. Michaela Bubach makes it 18-14. Yesterday, Bubach had 5 kills in the win against Norfolk Catholic. That was in 5 sets, though. She's already got 5 here. Middle attack dominated by Sokolowski. The 6th kill gets it right back over to Kearney Catholic at 18-15. And a serve across by Paige Herbert. 3-point lead. Back set right side. The attack across by Bubach. Dugout Stars set to Mestel on the outside. Rolls it over the double block. Good one arm up that time to keep it alive. And returned by Lincoln Christian. Give Taylor the great dig. Outside attack down by Mestel. Michaela's hitting efficiency is probably the tops on the team right now. 19-15. And Herbert to serve. It's about the same spot. The Stars went on a run last set. It was 16-15. Here it was 16-13. Good strong serve. Lincoln Christian going to be called for the lip. It was passed into the net. Or it would have been. Taylor threw her hand up there and they called her for a lift. 20-15. Herbert on the serve. Hit the net. Fell over. One arm up. Still alive. Back row set across by Humphrey. Free ball Stars. Connor tips it down. Always fun for every setter when they can step up and get a kill. 4 in a row for Kearney Catholic. 21-15. Yesterday, Lincoln Christian had 11 blocks in their match. And they were let in kills by Bubach with 11 and Humphrey with 10. Now it's dumped across for a Lincoln Christian. Bubach kills. Or is it going to be Hannah Taylor? No, they're going to say it's Hannah Taylor, my bad. So Hannah Taylor will dump it down, make it 21-16, and Bubach now to serve it away. Bubach strong across to Messel. Close to the net. Connor gets a good set back to Michaela, who jumps out of the gym and drives it straight down. 8th kill for Messel. 22-16. Kearney Catholic. Studi now in to serve it away for the Stars. Trying to go up 2-0. Big jump service deep and out of bounds. Again, Kearney Catholic has dropped only one set since the opening Saturday of the year in that Beatrice Invitational. They did give up a set to Ord in the district final. But everything else been clean. They've lost one set to Waverly and one set to Pius, both of the semifinals in A and B. Anderson killed Kearney Catholic. Just a soft little back set to her, and she went up and took the half swing to put up the donut hole, make it 23-17. Shayla Connor to serve. Theron Baum back into the front row for Whitney Colling. Kearney Catholic up by 6 now, equaling the largest lead of the night, giving them their largest lead of this game. Serve across, back set right side. Going to be blocked up there by Anderson. Saved and sent across by Friesen. Stars will go short set. Anderson goes to the offhand to keep it alive. Good up that time by Friesen. Back to Bailey on the other side. She went from the right to the left, and Friesen rolls it down for the point. 6th kill for Bailey Friesen. 23-18. Christian trying to hang in there. Again, they jumped out 5-0 in this set before the Stars turned it around for a 12-8 lead. Serve is across by Friesen. Stars didn't handle that one well. They're not going to get it back. 23-19. Stars have one timeout in the bank should they need it. Friesen going to try and continue to serve strong here. And that one is pretty deep, but Herbert put a play on it. Now the Stars just set it across. Free ball here for Christian. Here's the set. Taylor, back set right side, is driven into the net. Attack error for Christian. Brings us to game point for the Stars. Kaylin Brannigan back into the front row. And to serve it away now will be Michaela Mestel. Game point, Kearney Catholic. served over to Friesen. Set right side, off the antenna, out of bounds on the attack by Kavanaugh, and Kearney Catholic will get the point and win game two by a score of 25-19. 25-18, 25-19. Kearney Catholic is up 2-0. Here in the semifinals, one set away from their third straight trip to the state finals. And we'll give you some numbers in a minute on Classic Hits.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
Let's take a look at some of the unofficial numbers now from Game 2 here in the state semifinals. First off for Lincoln Christian, I had Hannah Taylor with the kill, Jenna Humphrey with the service point, Bailey Friesen with the service point and four kills, Taylor Workman, two service points, Elena Kavanaugh, five service points, two of them aces and one kill, and Michaela Bubach, three ace blocks and three kills. Nine kills, three ace blocks and two ace serves for Lincoln Christian. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Messel had one service point and five kills. Kaylin Brannigan had two kills. Morgan Studi, six service points. Three of them were aces. Shayla Connor had a service point and a kill. Bailey Sokolowski had an ace block and two kills. Theron Baum, two service points. Jamie McCann, a service point. Megan Anderson had an ace block and four kills. And Paige Herbert had three service points. 14 kills, two ace blocks, three ace serves for Kearney Catholic, and those were all from Studi, as they take Game 2, 25-19, and lead Lincoln Christian 2-0. We'll be back with Set 3 right after this on Classic Hits.
A year ago, 6-year-old Nebraska fan Jack Hoffman suffered a seizure. Diagnosed with brain cancer, Jack's story touched Cornhusker All-American Rex Burkhead and the hearts of the Husker Nation. As a result, we at Platte River Radio and other Husker-affiliated radio companies are supporting the sale of Team Jack T-shirts. $10 from each shirt purchase benefits the CureSearch Team Jack Legacy Fund to fight pediatric cancer. Shirts are on sale now, where Husker merchandise is sold at Allen Superstore of Hastings. See complete information at Team Jack on Facebook.
Kearney Catholic will serve it away to start game number three, and Theron Baum will put it into the net. So Lincoln Christian will be able to pick up the first point here in game number three. Back to serve it away will be Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh's serve handled by the Stars. Brannigan has to set it. Studi out of the back row rolls it over. That's good enough for a libero kill. So Morgan Studi gets the rare libero kill. And we'll get the serve back over to Kearney Catholic. And to serve it away will be Paige Herbert. Throws it into the back corner. Christian has it, no problem. Bubach on the attack is wide. Tried the near side kill. Missed the line. And it's 2-1 Stars. Herbert with her sixth service point. Mestel and Anderson tonight each have eight kills to lead Kearney Catholic. And it's very balanced between 5 and 6 on the other side of the net for Lincoln Christian. Here comes a slide. Sokolowski right side drives it through the double block. And for Bailey, that'll be her seventh kill. Point Stars. And they take a 3-1 lead here in game three. Paige Herbert stays at that service line. Goes with that high, drooping serve. Just gets across the right side attack. Driven across there by Jenna Humphrey. Dig by Persofsky. Rolled across Sokolowski. And it's good. Bailey Sokolowski with her eighth kill. 4-1, Kearney Catholic. A better start here to the third set than it was to the second. Lincoln Christian started 5-0 in game two. Now Kearney Catholic up 4-1. Herbert going for four in a row. Short set left side, getting up there. Bubach blocked, and that's going to be good enough. It's coming our way, and out of bounds. Sokolowski up there with the Kearney Catholic block, and it's 5-1. Herbert stays at the service line. Stars would just like to keep things rolling and finish this one off quickly, or as quick as you can in a state semifinal. Taylor sets to the outside. Bubach extra hard of the swing off the tip of Sokolowski. Dugout Mestel slides. Sokolowski takes it off the block and gets the kill. So Bailey having a good run through the first row this time, and a timeout. Lincoln Christian. Kearney Catholic is up 2-0, 25-18, 25-19, and they're up 6-1 in the third over Lincoln Christian here on Classic Hits. We'll be right back.
The three L's of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Out of the timeout. Paige Herbert with the serve. Slide right side. Humphrey is blocked up front by Michaela Mestel. Her second ace block. And another point on the right side of the board for the green and gold of Kearney Catholic. They're now up 7-1. Herbert with another serve. Keeping them all in here to Kelly. Short set middle. Dumped across Bubach. It is overpassed by Mestel. And nothing they can do with it. Bubach's going to pick up the kill. First kill here of the third set for the Crusaders of Lincoln Christian. Stars trying to beat a Crusader team in the state semifinals for the second straight year. Last year it was Grand Island Central Catholic. Now Jenna Humphrey with the jump serve takes it over to Sokolowski to Mestel. Mestel rolls it across. Dig made that time by Friesen. Back row attack here. Going to be taken over by Kavanaugh. Stars trouble running into the crowd again. Connor, they pass it across. Now a dump over by the center, Hannah Taylor, for her second kill. Well placed there by Taylor. She knew Connor hadn't got back to her position after running all the way over to the bench to pick up that dig. Now Humphrey to serve again. That jump serve didn't have much on it. Picked up by Mestel. Set to the right side. Dumped across by Sokolowski. Christian sets to the outside. Here's the attack by Bailey Friesen. Dumped over by Connor. And Sheila Connor will pick up the kill. And that'll make it 8-3 in favor of the Stars. Now back over to Studi to serve the ball away. Morgan with the jump serve. Gets it into the back row. And to the outside. It's going to be driven across again by Bailey Friesen. Stars get it to Mestel. Cross-court attack. Picked up and dug up there by Kelly. Back row attack. A beauty by Kavanaugh. But dug out by the Stars. Good rally going. Rolled over Mestel. And down to the floor it goes. Number 9 for Michaela Mestel. And it is 9-3 Stars. Back to serve it away. Studi fires that jump serve deep and out of bounds. Side out, Lincoln Christian, 9-4. Back to serve it away here will be Michaela Bubach, who has really kept this team in it tonight with 5 kills and 5 ace blocks. But they need some help. Kavanaugh been quiet lately. Workman barely heard from the leading attacker. And now Christian and Bubach serve it in the net. So it is 10-4. Kearney Catholic already up 2-0 here at the State High School Volleyball Tournament. C1 semifinals. Service across. Trouble again for Christian. Stars just placing it well. Passed over to Studi. Here's the slide. Anderson right side. She's blocked. Dug out by Connor. Studi will pop it up in the air. And it'll be rolled over on the near side by Mestel. Dig made and set across that time by Taylor. Right back to him is Connor. Nice dig in the back row by Humphrey. And a free ball coming over to Kearney Catholic. They can't get it. The libero, Esther Kelly, will pick up that point for Lincoln Christian. The long rally ends on just a little misplay there. Still in set 2 in D1. We'll give you an update on that as soon as we can. West Point Guardian Angels took the first set from O'Neill St. Mary's, 25 42-21. And they are working on finishing up the second set there over at Grand Island Senior High. Here it's 10-5, Kearney Catholic, and ready to serve it away will be Hannah Taylor. And Taylor takes it to the other angle. It's right on the line, so Mestel has to play it. Set outside for Theron Baum, and they're going to call Kearney Catholic for a double hit on the set. Seen a lot more of those today than we have at any other point in the season, and of course it's a different officiating crew every match, so it's not like it's just one set of officials calling it, but maybe a point of emphasis here. Serve right down the line to Herbert. Standing spike, Anderson gets it across. Picked up by Kelly, close to the net. Good save by Taylor, but nobody gets it after that. Christian wasn't sure if it was going to go over the net or not, and they got caught in no man's land, and it just dropped right on the floor in front of them. 11-6, Kearney Catholic. They won the first two sets, 25-18, 25-19. The winner gets Columbus SCOTUS tomorrow night at 8:30 for the state title. Could be a rematch of last year's final if the Stars hang on here. Mestel's serve is whacked right back at her in the back row. Studi saves it, passed across Connor. Right side attack is going to be driven over by Kavanaugh, dig by Connor, and dumped over by Brannigan, but another double hit called. Not much Kaelin could do there. It was headed to the net. It was going to be the third hit. She had to try and throw it over, and they whistled her for it. Side out, Crusaders. O'Neill St. Mary's has tied the match in D1, beating West Point Guardian Angels 25-19 in Game 2. And a near ace here, overpass, flicked back over by Theron Baum. Christian will set Taylor on the outside for Humphrey. Angle attack is dug out there by Studi. Set outside, Brannigan. She'll throw the knuckleball over. Overpass, free ball, Anderson slaps it down. Ninth kill for Megan Anderson, started on the nice swing by Brannigan. And Bailey Sokolowski back in the front row here for Kearney Catholic. And Jamie McCann also enters to serve it away. 12-7 Stars. Good strong serve on the back line. They'll back set it to the right corner, and it'll be Kavanaugh to take it across. Out there and Baum on a back set. Rolled off the block attempt of Workman. They'll set it to the outside. Humphrey drops it across. McCann with the dig into the net. Stars can't get it up. And give the kill to Jenna Humphrey. Her first kill since the first set. Side out for Lincoln Christian and Taylor Workman to serve it up. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com coverage of the state volleyball tournament. And the serve into the net for Workman. That'll be the second service error of this game for Lincoln Christian. They've been fairly clean. They've got two in each game, a total of six. And Theron Baum to serve for Stars. Backpedaling and making a play, freezing. Back row attack will be driven across still, though, by Jenna Humphrey. Stars get a good look. Brannigan blocked up front by who else? Bubach and Kavanaugh. And they're going to give it to, yeah, they're going to share it, but we're going to put it down for Bubach, and it's 13-9. And now Kavanaugh to serve it away. Elena Kavanaugh floats that one down the middle to Studi. And somebody's got to go get it. Prasoski and Sokolowski run after it. It's a free ball pass across here for the Crusaders. Short set. Bubach tips it across. Right back at him from Sokolowski. Outside, here's the attack by Humphrey. Kearney Catholic goes outside with the swing. It's going to be Brannigan. Brannigan picks up the kill for Kearney Catholic. And we get our first action of the state tournament. Picking up the volleyball as it just rolls softly to the old man over here, who then makes a perfect executed pass to the ball guy on the line. As Herbert serves it across, it is 14-9. Right side, there's Humphrey blocked up there by Mestel, dug out by Kavanaugh and passed across by Kelly. Free ball Stars. Outside, they'll go to Mestel. She'll roll it across, dug out by Kavanaugh, passed over quickly by the center, Hannah Taylor. Prasoski picks it up. Stars tap it back over, and somebody ran into the net. And it's going to be on Lincoln Christian. In fact, it was maybe even ran into the standard. I don't know that it was the net. I think it was the standard holding the net in front of the scoreboard or in front of the scorer's table. And I think we're going to get a timeout here. Yeah, first an explanation to Coach Power of what happened and then a timeout on the floor. So Kearney Catholic's up 2-0 and 15-9 in the third over Lincoln Christian. You're listening to the state volleyball tournament on Classic Hits.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Out of the Lincoln Christian timeout, Paige Herbert will continue to serve for Kearney Catholic here in set three. Attack on the outside by Bubach. Overpassed by the Stars. It went out of bounds. And they're going to give Kearney Catholic the point. They say that when it came above the net, it was tipped by one of the Lincoln Christian players. So I guess officially, Shayla Connor is going to get credit for saving that point, redirecting it off the block. And Herbert has 8 points from the service line in this game. She rattled off 6 in a row after the Stars got the first serve in this third set, or their first serve, and now the set's wide. Mestel runs into the standard, and the attack goes behind the antenna. Side out, Lincoln Christian. They need it. Jenna Humphrey to serve. They are in a hole right now. 2-0 down and 16-10 to the third. Humphrey to Studi. Picked up by Connor. Back set. Sokolowski has to run after that one. Rolls it off the block and gets it to work. It tied up Michaela Bubach that time. And that'll be the 10th kill for Sokolowski. 4 in this game. And that gives her one more than Mestel and Anderson. But again, beautiful distribution here for Kearney Catholic. And Studi now on the jump serve. Near side ace. Usually they're right down the middle two-thirds of the court, but that one cut right in front of the official, the up official, and planted itself inside the line. That is Studi's 4th ace here in this match. She had 5 last night. 18-10. Studi jump serve again. This one a little easier to handle for Esther Kelly. Slide right side. Termination. Bubach. It looks like no. Hustling it down for Soski after the one-arm up. Studi, we're still alive. Here's a short set middle. Bubach tries again. Again, Studi picks it up all the way to the back line, running it down Herbert. Short pass across by Connor. Now Lincoln Christian with the set. Coming into the game is Nicole McClintock. And the set to the wide side. Friesen kind of twisted her ankle on the way up. The ball just falls to the floor. So that long rally ends a little strangely there. And McClintock will come out and Taylor will come in. 19-10. And Studi again with the serve. Jump serve wide that time and out of bounds. Side out, Lincoln Christian. Stars 19. Crusaders 11. And again, the consolation game. Ogallala will play, it looks like, Lincoln Christian. That's tomorrow at noon at Granada Northwest. Northwestern Senior High are hosting the consolation games. Strong serve across to Mestel. Set to the outside, Anderson. Anderson gets the kill. Megan Anderson with her 10th kill. 20-11. Christian still has a timeout. Or they used one, excuse me, so they are out. And Shayla Connor now to serve the volleyball away. Stars can smell that state final one more time. Outside attack, though, is a good rip that time by Bailey Friesen. Stars go into the bench, but can't get that one again. Chris Connor has to bail out of the way that time, but that time the Stars couldn't save it. So a point for Lincoln Christian. Makes it 20-12. And the serve across by Hannah Taylor. Out of bounds. Service error. Back to the Stars. Michaela Mestel. Two fired across. And the serve. Fires across the net. Kearney Catholic waiting for the block. Brannigan gets the block that time on Workman. Ball still alive. Dumped across by the Crusaders. Free ball. Therenbaum sets it for Anderson, who hammers it home. Therenbaum gets it to Anderson for her 11th kill. 22-12, Kearney Catholic. Mestel to serve. And we have a foot violation call on Michaela Mestel. Mentioned it earlier in the match. She was getting a little close that time, and so it goes down to the service error, foot violation there on Mestel, and gives the ball over to Lincoln Christian at 22-13, Stars, third set. Bailey Friesen to serve. Deep serve and out of bounds. So Kearney Catholic now 2 points away from their third consecutive state final. Norris has defeated Aurora in high school football tonight, 52-13. Omaha North beat Creighton Prep in A. There's a little stunner, 38-17. Serve across Kearney Catholic to the outside. Big swing is picked up by Jamie McCann, who served it. Brannigan with the dig. Passed across by Mestel. Free ball here for Christian. Taylor sets outside. Humphrey off the tip. One arm up again by McCann. Brannigan in the back row. It'll be punched across by Mestel. Good slide save. Taylor gets it outside. Humphrey rolls it across. Long rally here. Connor to bomb. Sokolowski tips it over. And good for Bailey Sokolowski as it ricochets off our table. And it is match point for Kearney Catholic. Jamie McCann to serve it away at 24-13. Picked up by Humphrey. Taylor sets it back to the right side. It's through the double block for the kill. Elena Kamenoff will prolong the match at least one more point. 24-14, match point number two, Kearney Catholic. And Taylor Workman, the senior, going back to serve for the final time in her prep career. And sends a deep one at Mestel. Connor sets it outside. Brannigan across, and it is down and good. And Kearney Catholic is on to their third consecutive state championship on Brannigan's fifth kill of the match. 25-18, 25-19, and 25-14. Kearney Catholic now 35-0 on the season. And a rematch of last year's state final against the Columbus Scotus Shamrocks, who are 25-3 on the year and lost two games with their best player out. So if you want to do a little looking around, maybe their only true defeat was to Grand Island Northwest, who plays in the Class B final tomorrow. A lot of people believe SCOTUS doesn't look as strong as they have in the past, but it doesn't matter. It's the state final. They find a way to beat anybody they're supposed to beat or not supposed to beat. So tomorrow night at 8:30, Kearney Catholic, Columbus SCOTUS, round two of the state final. When we come back, the Nisko Sports postgame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back to the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. I want to thank all of our fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school volleyball action. And it's time for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Get your game on at Misco's today, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. As the crowd starts to stream out here at the Heartland Event Center after the Kearney Catholic Stars come out and take care of business in another sweep here at the state tournament. 25-18, 19, and 14 over the Lincoln Christian Crusaders to earn them a repeat or a rematch. They hope rematch, not repeat, when they take on Columbus SCOTUS tomorrow for the Class C1 state championship. Let's take a look at the third set numbers here. First off, for Lincoln Christian, Hannah Taylor had a service point and a kill. Jenna Humphrey had a service point and a kill. Bailey Friesen had a kill. Elena Kavanaugh, one kill. Michaela Bubach had an ace block, a kill. And Esther Kelly had a kill. Just six kills, one ace block, and one ace serve for Lincoln Christian. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mestel had a service point, an ace block, and a kill. Slide on down to Kaylin Brannigan, who had two kills. Morgan Studi, three service points. One was an ace. She also had a kill that game. Shayla Connor, two kills. Bailey Sokolowski, an ace block, and five kills. Then you'll slide down to Jamie McCann, who had a service point. Megan Anderson had three kills, and Paige Herbert had eight service points. Kearney Catholic, 14 kills, two ace blocks, and one ace serve as they capture the third set to complete the sweep, 25-14. We'll be back with a look at the overall final numbers and hopefully a chat with head coach Chris Connor. Keep it here on the Misco Sports postgame show.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
The most recommended.
Fall brings a dramatic increase in deer activity. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, owner of Eustace Body Shop.
Last fall, I hit a deer just south of town, and it scared me to death. I called Eustace Body Shop for a tow, and from that point on, I had no reason to worry.
We sincerely hope a collision with a deer never happens to you. But if it does, remember that our 5 locations in central Nebraska can bring you back to factory specs faster. Eustace Body Shop, where we take the dent out of accident.
And we are back on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. We'll give you a little football here at the end of the volleyball wrap-up. But right now, let's take a look at the overall composite numbers from this state semifinal match as the Kearney Catholic Stars win it in straight sets. Here's what we have. Lincoln Christian, Hannah Taylor, 2 service points, 2 kills. Jenna Humphrey, 2 service points, 3 kills. Bailey Fries at a service point, an ace block, and 7 kills. Taylor Workman, 6 service points, 2 kills. Elena Cavanaugh, 6 service points, which tied Workman for the team high. 2 of those were aces. Cavanaugh also had an ace block and 6 kills. And Michaela Bubach had a match high 6 ace blocks, 5 kills. Esther Kelly had 1 kill in the match. 26 kills, 8 ace blocks for Lincoln Christian tonight, and 3 ace serves. The Crusaders can definitely put the block up at the net. They had 11 of them last night in their win over at Norfolk Catholic, but tonight they get 8. In just 3 sets. We'll take a look at the final numbers for Kearney Catholic. Lincoln Christian now is 27-5. They'll play in the consolation game tomorrow against Ogallala, and that will be at 12 noon at Grand Island Northwest. We'll look at Kearney Catholic's numbers and update what's going on at the state tournament on day 2 after this.
Laser Tech has been putting the serve back in service for over 17 years. Laser Tech can help you with all your printer needs, new and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. Laser Tech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With Laser Tech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how Laser Tech is helping businesses, doing what can be done every day.
Calling all sports fans, are you ready to get in the game and save on the biggest name brands in sporting goods? Now you can at Denham Sports, the Midwest's largest sporting goods chain, now open in the old Walmart building on North Highway 281 in Hastings. From golf, hunting, footwear, apparel, and everything in between, Denham's has what you need at prices that are hard to beat. Get in the game and save in Hastings at Denham's. Our big names bring you in. Our low prices bring you back.
Now let's take a look at the overall numbers for Kearney Catholic in the match tonight. It was very, very balanced out there, almost identical numbers in each set. For Michaela Mestel, she had 6 service points. 1 was an ace. She had 2 blocks and 9 kills. Kaylin Brannigan had 5 kills. Morgan Studi, 9 service points. 4 of them were aces. She had 1 kill. Go down to Shayla Connor, the center, had 5 service points and 3 kills. Bailey Sokolowski had 2 ace blocks and 11 kills. I have her tied for the team high with that. Theron Baum, 4 service points. 1 was an ace, 2 kills. Jamie McCann, 3 service points. Megan Anderson, 2 ace blocks, also tied for the team high with 11 kills. And Paige Herbert was the team's leading server with 13 points. 42 kills, 6 ace blocks, and 6 ace serves as Kearney Catholic improves to 35-0 with a 25-18, 19, and 14 win over Lincoln Christian. They'll advance to tomorrow night's 8:30 final against Columbus SCOTUS, and we'll have that for you here on Classic Hits 98.9. Kearney Catholic coach Chris Connor is making her way over here, fulfilling all of her media obligations, which winning coaches must do. And Chris, congratulations on the win. I know there's some pressure on these girls, and they seem to be handling, for the most part, pretty good.
Yeah, for the most part. I thought we played a little bit conservative tonight. We probably tipped the ball more times tonight than we have in the past 5 games. But that was kind of part of the game plan, too, is we thought we could hit that donut, hit the middle of the floor, and make a move a little bit on defense. I think we might have overrode that a little bit, but
did the block that the Christian threw up early have an influence on the way. Maybe the girls were tipping a little bit. They got blocked a little bit last night as well.
Yeah, and they thought they did a great job on the block against us, probably more than what we have been blocked in a long time. And so, you know, saw the girls start to throw the ball a lot more, and we did a nice job of hitting into the block once in a while too. I thought second and third sets we were starting to turn it a little bit better.
Lincoln Christian comes out, jumps out to that 5-0 lead in the second set. Also last night in the second set, you guys got off to a slow start. But just like last night, once you guys took the serve away, got Morgan back there, and some of the biggest swings of the season seemed to be in that little rally there. Your gals kind of knew it was time to get it going again, and they had some opportunities. Studi made some great serves, which allowed them some pretty easy passes, sets, and obviously some clean looks.
Yeah, it seems like for a big part of the season, I mean, it seems like for like that first 10 or 11 points, we just kind of hang around, and then the burners come on and we start going, you know, and start playing more effectively. But definitely, you know, we need to make sure that we don't let those big runs happen tomorrow.
We've talked about this throughout the year. What's the difference in the feeling right now as to last year, where it was so big and emotional that you'd never beaten Central Catholic and you had to get over that hurdle, where today you were expected to win and everybody wants to see the rematch with SCOTUS? This, as far as the girls, I would think wouldn't have been mentally as strenuous as last year.
Oh, we were on cloud nine, you know, after GICC game last year, and that was huge. And then when you come back that next day, it's like, okay, all right, you know, back to square one, you know, and they're still riding that kite, you know, from the last game. So, yeah, today's totally different because, you know, they know that if we play a good level game that tomorrow is where they should be. And so I think they'll come in tomorrow maybe a little more, not that they weren't focused last year, but maybe a little more on the right page maybe, you know, if you will, tomorrow.
Difference tomorrow, last year, first thing in the morning. Tomorrow, last game at night. What's the plan? I know you're going home. What do you do to kind of not think about it too much, but yet be ready for the last game of the day?
Well, we're excited that we don't have to be here at 9 in the morning. We are not morning people. So we're excited about that. I like to get that 1 o'clock slot. That's kind of a nice slot. But, you know, 8:30 has worked out okay so far. So, you know, we'll get together early in the afternoon and go through a run-through and have a team dinner and head on over.
All right, finally, Columbus SCOTUS, you've been watching them. They've done their part to be the underdog. They haven't went out and crushed their first two opponents. Been pretty competitive. Even Ogallala stretched them a little bit here. What's the concern with them tomorrow night?
You know, SCOTUS is always solid, and they're always comeback queens, you know, and so you never count them out of anything. They do a great job playing consistent, smart ball. They play well defensively. You know, Helbush she's tough. I mean, in the front row, she had a lot of kills today and yesterday, and for being hurt a majority of the season, you know, she's a very consistent player at Waffle Stop.
All right, we'll see you for your third try at a state championship tomorrow night. Chris, congratulations on the win.
All right, thanks, Doug.
Chris Connor, head volleyball coach at Kearney Catholic, and we'll be back and wrap things up on the Mesco Sports postgame show right after this.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Mesco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco's Sports.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show. We've just picked up another update for you. Guardian Angels has taken set three from O'Neill St. Mary's. So Guardian Angels winning at 25-17. It's 2-1. Guardian Angels leading O'Neill St. Mary's. The final match still going on in Class D1. The winner of that will get Exeter Milligan tomorrow night at 6:30 in the championship that precedes Kearney Catholic and Columbus SCOTUS. In football tonight, it was the Class A and B semifinals in the six-man championship at Foster Field in Kearney. Juanita Palisade defeated Sioux County for the second time this year. Kind of a non-six-man score, 26-16. The defense stepped up tonight at Foster Field. Juanita Palisade, the winner. Norris blew out Aurora tonight. And if I wrote this down right, I think it was 52-13 was the final score. Class A action tonight, big, exciting game. Yeah, 52-13. Omaha Millard North, a 38-35 win over Millard South in the Class A semifinals. A field goal in the last minute. And Omaha North upsets Omaha Creighton Prep. So North, the number 10 seed in A, will play Millard North. North versus North for the Class A state championship. And that is what we have for you here tonight. Recap in the state championship. Here's what we've got tomorrow. The first game at 9 a.m. will be in D2, Cedar Valley. They won it 4 years ago when this group was freshmen over at Greeley-Walbach. The Cedar Valley Mavericks, will take on Humphrey. Humphrey was a four-set winner over Giltner. Giltner and me we'll get to the consolation games in a little bit. Also in the championship games at 11 o'clock, Lutheran High Northeast will take on Hardington Cedar Catholic, and that game at 11 a.m. In the 1 o'clock game, Class A final, the top two teams, Papillion La Vista South and Omaha Marion. Marion's lost four times this year, all to Papillion La Vista South. At 4:30, it'll be the Class B final as Grand Island Northwest takes on Gretna. We'll have that for you right here on Classic Hits 98.9. At 6:30, Exeter Milligan will play either West Point Guardian Angels or O'Neill St. Mary's. And then at 8:30, the C1 final, Kearney Catholic and Columbus SCOTUS here on Classic Hits. The consolation matchups tomorrow, the 10 a.m. games will be in Class A, Millard West and Pius at Northwest. Sutherland against either O'Neill St. Mary's or West Point Guardian Angels, that'll be at Grand Island Senior High. The third place noon games tomorrow, Waverly and Sydney, Class B, will be at Grand Island Senior High. Ogallala and Lincoln Christian, Class C1 at Northwest. And the 2 o'clock consolation games tomorrow, Hastings St. Cecilia and North Platte St. Pat's will be at Grand Island Senior High. And Giltner will play Meade at Grand Island Northwest. We'll take a final break and wrap things up from the Heartland Events Center right after this timeout.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Mobile Bengal is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bengal from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bengal allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bengal is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
Welcome back to the Heartland Events Center, and we want to thank you for listening to state volleyball action here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. This has been the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco's keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco Sports will be better equipped for the games you play. Kearney Catholic heads to their third consecutive state final. Grand Island Northwest heads to their sixth state final. Both of them with one goal in mind tomorrow, win one of those state finals. Northwest and Gretna tomorrow at 4:30. Kearney Catholic and Columbus SCOTUS at 8:30, both right here on Classic Hits. The Stars beating Lincoln Christian 25-18, 25-19, 25-14. For our producer, engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow here on Classic Hits 98.9.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.